Welcome to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. My name is Jared Houle. My grandmother, Billy Brim, is out this week. We just finished with the Autumn Assembly and Waking of the Nations this week and Autumn Assembly last week. And we have Brandon Brim, my brother here, traveling full-time minister from California. He's been here for the meetings, and we thought, well, we might as well just get him to share some things on radio and share his heart. And we're just so thankful for all of you guys out there and listening. And I know it means so much to all of us, to Brandon, to Mimi, to anyone in Prayer Mountain to hear that radio. You know, you guys have been listening. It's been a blessing. And we're doing 2 weeks. Last week, we kind of were general and just talking about these meetings we've had and how powerful they've been. And this week, we kind of been more specific, Brandon, with what's been on your heart and the name of Jesus and hunger for God. And you know, your life has really been a testimony to that hunger in your life. And if anyone was in a place to not be able to do it out of their own strengths, right, it would have been you. It's me. Yeah. So it's just been a testimony to the power of God and you just having faith and talking to him and opening yourself up to that and allowing him to work through you, you know, and giving fruit. And so just share some of that fruit and what's been in your life. And well, yesterday you're talking about trying the things of God, right, but allow him to do it and opening yourself up to the power of God in the name of Jesus and doing those things for the Lord. And
also we were talking about, you know, consecrating ourselves to him, being right on his side in every detail just a powerful time. And I'm so grateful and thankful to speak to you guys. And when you were sharing, Jared, you were saying, my brother now, full-time ministry. I didn't laugh, but I just smiled like, wow, I never, you know, it's just cool to hear that. And that's the truth, you know, God be the glory. It's all about God, hallelujah. And I'm so thankful, I'm honored. And I'm honored to speak with you, radio listeners, taking, or even archive people listening on the internet, taking time out of your schedule to listen to us. And we're very grateful and thankful. And yesterday we were talking about, you know, what the Lord spoke to me. He said this, Brandon, people are complacent with the things of God. He said, people are complacent with the things of God. I looked up that word, complacent. What does that mean? I never heard of it. The next morning I did. It meant this, self-satisfied, content, overly content. And I shared about what a minister said, Smith Wigglesworth. He said this, the worst thing that can happen to someone is to be self-satisfied in your current spiritual attainment. Basically, where you don't think you're good, you don't have to, you're okay. He said, that's the worst thing. And then I talked about how we need to be hungry for the things of God. And in these last days, we don't need to be lukewarm, but on fire for him. But on fire for him. Oh, hallelujah. And we talked about, I think it was last week, Jared, how, you know, how we don't need, when we're full of junk, you're not hungry for the real. Yeah. And the meal, you know, your mom can make you a big meal and it's going to be ready in 2 hours. And if that 2 hours came and you said, I'm not hungry, it was always us eating snack foods or chips or candy, which made us full, junk, in other words. And I said this, when you're full of junk, you're not hungry for the real. How we need to be hungry for the real. Jesus said this, if you draw nigh to me, I'll draw nigh to you. Hallelujah, hunger for him. And I want to talk about being hungry for him. In Revelation chapter 3, verse 20, it says this, look, I stand at the door and knock. If you hear my voice and open the door, I will come in and we will share a meal together as friends. He is desiring an intimate relationship with you. He also said this in Matthew chapter 7. It says that Jesus said, depart from me, I didn't know you. In other words, he said, depart from me, I never had an intimate relationship with you. Oh, how we need to be hungry. We need to be intimate with the Lord. Give him our all. Hear his voice and open the door. He gave his all to you. You give your all to him. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying you got to do works and do all this. I'm just saying start somewhere. Start somewhere. Start acknowledging him.
By faith.
By faith. Starts doing by faith. It. And he does the works. He's done the works of my life.
He'll give you the energy to do it.
Wasn't me right. doing something, trying to do something.
You wanted to.
I wanted to.
That's right.
I wanted to. And I've been looking at this, being hungry for God and different examples. And I saw this scripture, and this really, this ministered to me. And it was this, Isaiah chapter 29, verse 13. And I'm reading it out of the Amplified Version. It says this, "And the Lord said, for as much as the people draw near me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but remove their hearts and minds far from me." You see that, Jared? They honor me with their mouth. They honor me with their lips, but their hearts and minds are far from me. And their fear and reverence for me are a commandment of men that is learned by repetition without thought as to meaning. Basically saying, they say it, but they don't really, their heart isn't there. Oh, how? And they've been taught by repetition of men's, how we are living in these days where people draw near God with their mouths and with their lips, but their hearts and minds are far from him. Oh, how our hearts need to hunger for him. Not just something we say, but something we do. I've been studying the Azusa Street Revival, and the word of the Lord came forth, and it said this: in the end days, people will pray, sing about a God they don't even pray to. It says they will sing about God who they don't even pray to. Basically, their heart isn't there. They sing, they talk about their lips with their mouths, but their heart wasn't there. Oh, how we got to be hungry for him with our heart above all else. And I've been seeing different examples, and I'm just going to start sharing about blind Bartimaeus in Mark chapter 10, verse 46. How this man's blind. This man can't see. How people are following Jesus. And how he's sitting there. This man's blind, but he's not deaf. He can't just go. He doesn't have the privilege, or he can't just go follow Jesus. He's just sitting there. But he's been hearing how Jesus is the healer. How he has been healing people. So he cries out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." People were telling, "Hey, be quiet. Hold your peace." He was hungry. He was hungry. If he wasn't hungry, he would have said, "Oh, I apologize." Oh, he was hungry for his healing. He said it again, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." How he was hungry. The Lord stopped and commanded him to be called. How blind Bartimaeus stepped out. How it says he cast away his garment, his label. I want you guys to see this. This is faith here. How we can learn from this. His label, that would be basically so people around him knew he was blind. He cast it out. He wasn't saying, "Well, I'm going to try this. If it doesn't work, I'm just going to bring my label just in case." No, he knew he was going to see. He exercised a faith, and how God healed him. He was hungry, Jared. Faith has a voice. Faith reaches out. Faith has a hunger. Faith has an expectancy. Hunger for God.
You know, Brandon, as you were talking, I thought of the scripture, and it has everything to do with this. And it's Isaiah 40, 30 through 31. Let me just read it. It says, "Though," and this is New American Standard, "though youths grow weary and tired, and vigorous young men stumble badly, yet those who wait for the Lord will gain new strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not get tired. They will walk and not become weary." I'll read it again, verse 30. Though youths grow weary and tired, and vigorous young men stumble badly, yet those who wait for the Lord will gain new strength. Now, let me say this in verse 30. This is something the Lord's been ministering to me about last year. These aren't just normal. These aren't just young men. If you look it up, it's servants of God.
Wow.
And it says, though youth, so young servant, you know the verse that says, you know, to have zeal without knowledge? That's kind of like these guys. So young ministers, young servants of God, they'll grow weary and tired. It's not just any youth, it's young servants of God. That's what it's talking about.
Yeah.
And it says, and young, and vigorous, excited young men of God, servants of God, they stumble badly. Who's been there out of your own effort? You just stumble badly. You know, you might try to do these things or want to do these things, but you don't have the energy to do it. And you're like in that situation, like Brandon said, how can I let the Lord have it all? Well, then it says that, yet those who wait on the Lord, those who wait, those who sit there before him, knowing they're in his presence and wait on him.
Yeah.
It says they will gain new strength. And it says they will gain new strength. And that doesn't just mean they gain strength.
Yeah.
It actually means you give him your weaknesses, your strengths, the little strengths you have.
Strong in
and
the
he
Lord.
Gives you his strengths. And it's all about just that personal in him by faith. You give him everything you have.
Amen. Give him your heart.
And he Hallelujah. Gives you all of his strength to fulfill everything. But it's just that waiting in him. It's that relationship, bringing that faith. Be like, Lord, I'm just giving you myself. I'm thankful for you. You know, that's giving your all and waiting on him.
Yeah, wow.
And also, you don't stumble.
And also in Psalms, you know, it says, the Lord is looking around for those who seek me. That's the same thing as hungering him for him. Not just something you talk about and then you don't, it doesn't mean anything. All about hunger for God. Hallelujah. We have, you know, I'm just going to be real. We have about 3 minutes left. And I just want to, this is a radio broadcast, you know, but I feel right now, we just want to be led. And I thank you, Lord, for everyone listening, whether it's a man or a woman or a kid. Right now, Father God, we hunger for you, Lord. We thirst for you. I thank you, Lord, that we're lit like a fire for you, Father God. Oh, hallelujah, Lord. You're so real to us. You're in us, Lord, and we're in you. Every time we open our mouth, Lord, you feel it. I thank you, Father God, for our heart hunger, Lord. You look down and you see us, Lord. We love you so much. We're so thankful for you, Father. I thank you, Lord, anything anyone's going through, they need you right now, Father God. You touch them right now in the name of Jesus. We give you all the praise, Lord. We give you all the honor. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Also, we're so thankful for you listening. We have a website. It's hisnameministries.com. Hisnameministries.com. If you have a testimony, if you want to say something, or hey, this has blessed me, or, you know, pray for me, we have a contact page on there. Just fill it out, or if you need anything, and it goes right to my cell phone. I check my messages. I'll respond. And we're so thankful for you to listen. And also, here at the ministry, Jared has all the details.
We have our office number is 417-336-4877, and that's Billy Brim Ministries, also Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks, and the website, and you can check out our archived messages also at and it's on the website at www.billybrim.org, BILLYEBRIM.org. On there we'll have you know, Brandon did a message in August 18th through the 22nd, really nailing on the name of Jesus, and that'll be on there. And as far as these will be on there as well, I'm not sure which date we'll put them under, but you can also, for books and tapes, any messages from Uncle Chip to Mimi to Brother Hagen to books, we have Smith Wigglesworth books, we have all sorts of, we have
Tommy
all sorts
Hicks
of things.
Vision.
Oh, Tommy Hicks Vision. Yeah. You can contact the Books and Tapes Department at 1-800-972-3447.
I want to say this, Jared. We're about to wrap up, but I want you to say out loud, I am not complacent with the things of God.
I am not complacent with the things of God.
I hunger for you, God.
I hunger for you, God.
Oh, hallelujah. We're so thankful here, and thank you, Lord, for reaching out. And I'm so, me just speaking, I'm so grateful for this opportunity to speak. And if you guys feel need to sow into the radio ministry, or you just send a message, say, hey, this radio is really blessing us. You know, we don't hear that too much because we have so many other things going on, but I'm so thankful for every opportunity, and we're up here so to speak to you guys. So,
yeah, we just appreciate it, and taking the time and listening, and you guys, you know, it seriously is a blessing to hear that. And just feel free to reach us at billybrim.org, like we said. And as my grandmother always says, shalom, shalom. Shalom.